mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Estás escuchando
Vaughan Radio.
You're listening. Lo que escuchas,
Vaughan Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, my amigos. Welcome one. Welcome all. It's time for the show with no name 2.0 exclusively on Vaughan Radio and now on Vaughan's Instagram. That's right, guys. You can participate in real time, just like Dopto, Claudia, Carlos, Alberto López, Ijar, Helen, two others, Arts of Uriel, and, well, so many other people who join us on a daily basis, a diario, on Instagram. Well, guys, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Remember, it's Grupo_Vaughan, and aside from being able to check out some of the programs and participate in real time, you'll also get tons of amazing content that Vaughan is posting. I was going to say 5 days a week. Really? No. They're posting content 7 days a week, along with myself. I don't know if you guys realize it, but those of you who follow me on social media will know that Saturdays, Sundays, I don't rest. I'm always teaching. And you know why? Because I'm always learning, and a learner, a teacher loves to learn. A good teacher loves to learn. I was going to say a learner loves to teach, but that's not necessarily true. Some people just like to learn something, and they don't want to teach it. But for me, when I teach something, well, it kind of reinforces it. Reforzar, I think you say in Spanish, to reinforce it in my own head. So it's about discovery. It's about learning, and that's what we do here on the show with no name. And we add a little humor, a little music, a little excitement to everything we do, because I think that's such an important element. If you don't have a sense of humor, if you don't have a little music every day, a little chuckle or a laugh, well, then it was almost a wasted day. So I like to make sure we do it here and we learn as well. So guys, if you're here to have a good time, you came to the right place. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're not participating on Instagram, you're not participating. You can participate in all the sections regardless, independientemente, regardless if you're listening to the show or watching the show live or not. So that's the way it's designed. So you've got no excuses, amigos. And speaking of no excuses, that's my buddy Fitz. His show is called No Excuses, and if you haven't heard that, it's on right before this show from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Again, if you have the Vaughan Radio app, just download it and you just listen. You know, as soon as you wake up, Richard Vaughan is already on the air. Unless you're like me and you wake up at like 5:45 or 6 a.m., then you know, I'm up at the same time as Richard. Now, I'm not doing a radio show at 6:30 a.m. and there's a reason for that. I'm not a person at 6:30 a.m. I'm not a person pre-coffee. And today I had my training session, my workout session with my personal trainer. I had that at 7:30 a.m. And, 7:30 a.m., I was feeling good, I got to say. Now I'm a little bit sore. My personal trainer, she whoops my ass. To whoop somebody's ass is to obviously to kick their ass. And that's what she does, once a week. But it's great because, you know, as I spoke about in one of the episodes of FYI, the gym episode, you know, the whole mind, body, spirit. No, I think it was the psychology episode that if you feel good, you look good. And if you look good, you feel good. And it's all kind of connected. So it's important to take care of yourselves, physically, mentally, and all that stuff. So my amigos, as I said, even if you're not participating live, you can still participate whenever you listen to this program, even if it's in the year 2080. Imagine that. Somebody listening to this podcast in 2080 being like, wow, this guy was talking about coronavirus. That's such an old school. I mean, man, we defeated that decades ago. You never know. You never know. That's how we look back at history, my amigos. All right. Well, what have we got to do? Well, I know what we got to do. We've got to blast off or to lift off. And I realized the other day I was watching one of my daughter's YouTube videos with her and they said blast off. And I said, wow, my daughter's learning the same words that I'm teaching my students here on the show with no name. So guys, we're in for a bumpy ride. We're in for a bumpy ride. Hold on to your hats. It's time for liftoff.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time.
That's right, my amigos. Welcome, welcome aboard. It's time for the show with no name, and who knows where we're going to go on our intergalactic English journey today, but I know we're going to go to some exciting places, some places that I've prepared that are in our itinerary, right? We've got them written down, we've got them planned, and then some other things that are going to come up, surgir, along the way. And such is life, the show with no name is, yeah, there's a plan. I have my map to get you guys from the beginning of the show to the end of the show, but also there are some twists and turns along the way. So that is awesome. As I said, we don't only learn from me, but you guys learn from your classmates as well every day. And you don't only learn from your classmates. I see you guys motivating each other. And as a teacher, there's nothing I can, I'm saying there's nothing that makes me, okay, doing a great job in the class, pronouncing great. That's all good. And it's very important, but motivating your neighbor, your other student, supporting them, that, you guys, I gotta say, is a very admirable thing. Aside from how eager you are, how excited you are about learning English, the way you support each other is very admirable. And when I see it, it always makes me very, very proud to call you my students. So, well, you know what? I guess that deserves a little applause, right? I mean, come on. I can't give you so much praise, elogio, without a little round of applause, right? But seriously, seriously, guys, I'm being straight with you. Franco, sincero. I'm being frank. I'm being straight with you when I say that. It's really, really admirable how you guys, you know, you have just great sportsmanship. Right. You call it deportividad, great sportsmanship. And what I love about that is that, you know, if you win one of the challenges, well, OK, congratulations, whoever. And if the other person wins, and that's really, really good, because as you know, and I remind you in every show, this is a competition here when we do these challenges and who's first and who's, it's all cool. Yeah, you want to win, but it's really you're playing every day against yourself. Okay. You can measure yourself against your other students, or you can measure yourself up against them, but you're really measuring your progress, you know, your own progress. And of course, if you have a teacher, those of you who are my students, or, you know, my private students, well, you guys know that, you know, I have my expectations for you. I have my plan for you, and I have my evaluation of you, but you should also have all of those too. You should be conscious of your progress, of where you've been, where you were, and where you need to go on your English journey, as we say. All right, my amigos, so we've got so much to do on today's show. And as I said, some things are planned and some things aren't. And we never know what to expect, especially in our pop quiz.
Thank you.
That's right, my amigos. It is our pop quiz, nuestro examen sorpresa, our pop quiz here on the show with no name. There's two objectives. There's always an objective or an aim to everything I do as a teacher, even as a person, I think. I'm very objective oriented. I also enjoy the ride, but I'm objective oriented. I have to say, as an American. So I want results and I want them fast, and you shouldn't be impatient. Don't be like me. Sometimes I can get very impatient. As I said, we need to know ourselves as students in order to improve and, to keep going and going in the right direction. As one of my students said, Jose Maria, one of my students, he said, you gotta work, but you gotta work. Don't just work hard, work right. It was something like that. No solo trabajes duro, pero trabaja. Sabes, you can dig a hole into the ground and you're not gonna get to China. But if you little by little build a garden and you start putting things in and seeds in the ground and you start, see, that's building something too. But that's not, building it in 24 hours like they build something in China or in Dubai. you don't have to. We're not speeding through life. There's no reason to. In fact, we should stop and smell the flowers. It's a great idiom. If you don't know it, to stop and smell the flowers or stop and smell the roses, you can also say is parar para tomar una pausa, para respirar, para disfrutar los momentos pequeños. And I think that's so important. I realized it many times in my life, but one time that really sticks out is when I had a broken knee. I got hit by a car, and I was really down in the dumps. I was feeling really shitty, guys. I mean, mostly I'm a positive guy, but when you're sitting there and they tell you you're not going anywhere for 6 months, you're not going to have a normal, at least sporting life again, it can be quite discouraging. And it, as I said, the body is connected to the mind. So if the body's not feeling good, the mind's not feeling good. That's generally the way it goes. And I learned that lesson. I was like, you know what? When I went outside and in my wheelchair, silla de ruedas, yeah, I learned how to do a wheelie. Do you know what a wheelie is? Okay. A wheelie is, you say un caballito, I believe. I learned how to do a wheelie. My favorite moment of the day. Okay. This was when I couldn't do anything really, was rolling myself and my dog into the courtyard. The courtyard is el patio interior. And sitting there in the sun, we knew the right time to get, so we weren't in the shade, and sitting there in the sun, because that's all I could do, and sharing a couple oranges, compartiendo un par de naranjas. So we have to enjoy the simple things. We have to enjoy, sometimes, we get so caught up in life, and it's complicated, especially now. The situation is complicated. But when we always, stop and smell the flowers, stop and smell the roses, it's nice. It's necessary. It's not just nice. It is necessary. All right. So my objectives in this section in the pop quiz is to make sure you're following me and you're following Vaughn on social media. And B, not that just that you're following us, but that you're getting all the content that we're posting every single day for you guys to help you with your English. Okay, so I taught the word ajetreo. Okay, now don't jump the gun, please. Wait for it, guys. I taught the word ajetreo, and it was two words. It's and was a word for ajetreo. I want you to use the first word in context. That is today's pop quiz. So the word was, I'll give you the blank. The word I'm looking for, the word that's missing is and bustle. Okay, so I want you to use that first word in context. Okay, and bustle is una forma de decir ajetreo, trajín, bullicio, right? Movement, activity, bustle. But that first word means something else. So I wanted to see if you guys know that word and if you're familiar with it. Okay? So remember, the full word, we're going to look at it now, but it's a mix of two words and we'll look at each word individually. That's what I'm getting at. Okay? So Alex, there she is, right off the bat. Esto viene de baseball. Desde el primer momento, right off the bat. And she says, I hate the hustle of big cities. I love it. I hate the hustle of big cities. I see a lot of you guys are using hustle and bustle. I want you to just use hustle. Maybe I didn't make that clear. I want you to just use the word hustle, because the word, ahora que lo podemos, we can reveal the answer. The word I used is hustle and bustle, and it's a picture of my wife and I. Well, not a picture, a video, a time-lapse video, que todo va mucho más rápido. And we're at the Shibuya Crossing, right? Which is a very famous crossing in Tokyo, Japan, a famous crosswalk. Now, I believe the British say zebra crossing, pero acuérdate, su cebra, nuestro cebra, empieza con zeta. I believe the Brits say it's a zebra crossing, and I believe they pronounce it zebra, a zebra crossing. And we just call it a crosswalk. But that's the famous Shibuya. And I said hustle and bustle. It's a perfect example of hustle and bustle. And we just said that bustle is movement, a lot of movement. So let's see. A lot of people given us some examples. So let's see. I hate the hustle of big cities. Well, hustle is another way to say activity, but it's also the speed, the, you know, that moverse de prisa, ese movimiento rápido. I remember my baseball coach saying, come on, you guys, you gotta hustle. Hay que moverse. You gotta hustle out there. Moverse en plan más rápido. So hustle. But also to hustle is to, un buscavidas is a hustler. Somebody who's out there hustling people. And hustling en este es, como se diría, ajetreo. No. Eso es hustle and bustle. Yeah, it's como timar. Yeah, a hustle is un timo. And if somebody's hustling you, so if you say, are you hustling me? And those of you who know Jay-Z, el rapero Jay-Z, I'm a hustler, baby. I just want you to know. I'm a hustler. Soy un buscavidas, un timador, uno que hace truquillos, no? Like that. So it comes from two different words, hustle and bustle. And as you can see, it rhymes. Rima y todo. And we love when things rhyme in English. Hustle and bustle. And if you think about it too, there's a famous magazine called Hustler. Or so they tell me. I think it's a pornographic magazine. Is this true, guys? I don't know anything about this world. I've never looked at such filth in my life. Hustler, buscavidas, yeah, timador. And Playboy is obviously un golfo, or we say more commonly now, player. Oh, he's a player, porque Playboy es un poco anticuado. Se puede usar, sí, sí, pero más en the modern vernacular, we'd say somebody is a player, right? Y ya que estamos, Penthouse, okay, Penthouse is another pornographic magazine, or so I'm told. And Penthouse is another word. So guys, I'm not encouraging pornographic materials, but I am saying that you can learn from the titles of these magazines. So Penthouse is ático, which is a false friend in English. Because if you live in a penthouse, that's awesome. Congratulations, right? If you live in an attic, that's un trastero, pero los de ático desván. I know there's another way to say it too, pero es este trastero en la planta de arriba, right? You see it a lot in American movies. You have like this door that this ladder comes down. We have it in my house. It's a part, you know, everybody, it's where you keep your Christmas tree and your decorations. It's where you keep those clothes that you've been meaning to donate and you haven't donated. Yeah. And, well, you can keep anything there. It's an attic. Now, I know in Spain, because of the living situation, it's more common to have a storage unit or a storage space, que es un trastero, I believe is the word. Guys, remember, don't trust my Spanish. Javi López said buhardilla. I would trust him more. Guys, remember too, it's better for me and for you to explain it in English than to give you the Spanish word. I do use Spanish on the show, but I try and keep it down to a minimum Just because, well, you came here for English, right? So occasionally I'll drop some Spanish in there. But if I can explain it, even better. But that's the word. That's absolutely the word. So be careful, because if you're going to rent an attic in the United States, maybe it's a storage unit. Que viene de almacenamiento, to store, right? To store something is almacenar. O sea, un double trouble. They store supplies in his store. Right? Almacenan suministros, cosas, en su tienda. There you go. You'll never forget it if you remember that little one. So there it is, guys. Hustle and bustle. And again, those two words mean something on their own. And, well, they mean a couple different things, as we just realized. All right? And you can learn from pornographic magazines, too. I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying, if you're curious, you can learn anywhere. All right, guys, time for our next stop on our intergalactic English journey. And it's a little place we call Say What? Say What? What? That's right. That's right, my amigos. It's the Say What soundbite, only on the show with no name. And I hope you guys are having fun, and I hope you're learning. Remember, we've looked at tons of vocabulary already, idiomatic expressions. So the only way you're going to remember these, to be honest, unless you got just an amazing memory, which I don't, you're going to want to write this stuff down. And speaking of writing down, I hope you have your pen handy. A mano here, because this is a section where I play a soundbite for you, and I play it four times, and you guys have to write down what you hear. Now, I also want to hear your observations, too. First impression when you hear it. If you know who it is, I'm going to ask you to not, because no matter how much I explain the rules, people don't care. That's okay. I understand. You're like, I don't care. I'm going to do whatever I want. Fine. Do it. Okay. But the way I'd prefer to do it, if you don't mind, would be, of course, to not give it away. No soplarlo. Let's leave the giving away for the Chili Peppers. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. What I got, you gotta give it to your mama. What I got, you gotta give it to your papa. What I got, you gotta give it to your daughter. You do a little dance and then you drink a little water. What I got, you gotta get it, put it in you. Dealing with the feeling, no stop, continue. You like the Chili Peppers? Well, then you probably recognize that one. Give it away, so don't give it away. Okay. No lo soples. All right, guys, here we go. Today's Say What soundbite for the first time. And as I said, write down what you hear. You'll have four chances. And I'd also like to hear your feedback. Here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman.
All right, there we go, my amigos. There we go. That was the first listen of today's Say What soundbite. As I said, don't stress it. Remember, it's kind of like what we do in the movie section when we read that trailer, right? We're like, a man who can't find his keys goes crazy until he finally finds them in the crack in the sofa. Eso es un tío que ha perdido sus llaves. A lo trailer. You can make anything interesting if you put it in a trailer. One man, one set of keys, 2 hours late to work. No locksmith answers the phone. Locksmith, llavero. What will he do? Will they get lost in the crack in the couch? Gotta laugh. Gotta have fun, guys, especially in the times we're living in. That's my recommendation. Don't take anything too seriously right now, because if you remember, we were talking about mental health before. Okay. Claudia, let's see. Claudia says, I can hear a man comparing women with beers. Now, this is great, Claudia. This is why I want you to do full sentences here. We would say comparing to. So to compare to. It's much more common to say that. Now, I don't know if with is incorrect, but to me, it sounds a little bit weird there. So I can hear a man comparing women to beers. Let's see. Alex says the guy is a beer buff. I love your double alliteration, Alex. The guy is a beer buff. Okay. A beer buff is un amante de la cerveza. Marta says he said women are like beer. You have to spend money to get one. Oh, okay. Arts of Uriel says, it is an old soundtrack from a movie. Okay. Jess, let's see. Jess says he's talking, a woman is more like a beer. He's saying, mejor en ese caso, entonces. Hadri says, an American man comparing women to beer, wishing to take more beers. Not take, remember, we say to have beers. ¿Ves por qué quiero que pongáis frases completas? Porque así aprendemos. Javi López says, he's like promoting a beer brand. He can't help having just one beer. Okay. Annex says, very famous cartoon, male voice. He's talking about beer and a woman. He's American from a very well-known place, but we don't know the right state. Annex, ooh, that was nice. I like what you did there. Susanna says, oh, beers that we both love. It's too early yet, Susanna. Wait a little bit. J.M. Edmosia says, there are two people in, and one of them is taking for S beers. Okay, guys, be careful. As I told you guys, before you hit send, if you got mistakes in there that are, okay, a preposition mistake, that's fine. But I want to remind you something here. There's a difference between a mistake, because you didn't know, and a typo, because you were careless. Descuidado. All right, guys, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We're going to hear that in another moment. Plus, we've got our spelling bee, double trouble, movies, jokes, all that and much more when we come back. So, stick around.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
¿Has oído lo de Vaughan Play?
¿Has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Yo te lo cuento. Vaughan ha preparado un servicio de vídeo 100% original, 100% nuevo para aprender inglés a tu ritmo. Entra en vaughanplay.tv y descubre todos los cursos que te proponemos para mejorar tu inglés. Y hay más. Con el código Vaughan gratis te regalamos una semana para probar todas las funcionalidades de tu nuevo servicio de cursos online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, vaughanplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código Vaughan gratis. Entra ya en vaughanplay.tv y pruébalo. Te esperamos.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
¿Ha tenido un posible contagio de COVID o quiere evitarlos? ¿Necesita viajar o visitar a algún familiar? Por su tranquilidad o por la seguridad de sus seres queridos, en Laboratorios LifeLength realizamos pruebas PCR con informe de resultados en el mismo día y test rápido de antígenos y de anticuerpos con resultados en 15 minutos en Madrid. Pida su cita online en citacovid.com. Recuerde, citacovid.com.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to this, the show with no name, on Vaughan Radio, or on Vaughan's Instagram. It's Grupo_Vaughan, Grupo_Vaughan. And while you're at it, remember to follow me. It's Alberto_Alonso. And I remember, aside from posting content 7 days a week, I have a podcast as well, as many of you know, a topic-based podcast called FYI for Your English. Subscribe. It's on Apple Podcasts, iVox, Spotify. Just search for Your English, FYI, and you'll be able to enjoy our Halloween episode. And tomorrow we will tackle Halloween. I'm really excited to bring it to you. And maybe later on in the show. Are you guys interested? If you're interested, I'll share it. If not, I won't. If you don't want to hear it, hey, no problem. But I'd love to share it with you. It's a teaser for tomorrow's episode. So if you haven't subscribed yet, you can do that. It's For Your English. If you have subscribed, thank you very much. If you leave us a rating, okay, give me 5 stars and say, hey, I love the show. I love learning about different, my favorite episode, whatever. I'll send you something special. I'll send you some bonus content. Okay. So, just as a thank you for your support. So thank you so much, guys. And when I say that, I think I speak on behalf of all of us, here at Vaughan Radio. And just to remind you, you got the big boss man in the morning, 6:30 to 9:30, Richard Vaughan. 9:30 to 10, the master himself, and he is a master in his own right, Fitz, and that's from 9:30 to 10:30. Then you've got this show, 3 to 4 p.m., you've got Natasha Pasqua, or as we call her, Tosh, and she does her show, Back to Basics, and then rounding off the day, you've got Kyle Miller with his program, Drive Time. So tons of fresh new content. Oh, and I always leave them out, and I feel so bad because they're great friends of mine, and I love to support them, and these are the guys of Speaking Football. This is Tommy Hay. What a great communicator. Very nice, smooth voice. I love to hear the guy talk. I had a Zoom call with him and Ruben the other day, and we were just talking about some ideas, and they've got some really cool things coming up, even for people who don't necessarily like soccer or football or furgol, as you call it, some of you. I've heard people say furgol, okay? That's Speaking Football, and that's on every Saturday on Vaughan Radio at 12 noon. I also want to remind you, too, while I've got your attention, that we've got our online course. It's $99 for 1 year of video, audio classes, and I think it's totally worth it. So many people that I have as students told me, I said, how did you know that? And they're like, you taught me in the Aprende Inglés, and you know, the Vaughan online course. I said, oh, I taught you that? I said, yeah, yeah. I said, oh, wow, that's cool. And it came up in another class with me. So it's a great course. Many of you who have taken it can attest to that. And also, if you want to really get serious, because that's serious, but then if you want somebody, I mean, it's like me with my personal trainer, Fatima. I know that if I eat a bowl of ice cream, when my workout's not going to be the same that next morning. So she's there to keep an eye on me. And I think that's good, because sometimes I do it because I'm like, oh no, Fatima's going to kill me. So it's good to have a teacher, because a teacher's there to be like, really? do I have to correct that mistake again? You know, a teacher knows you inside and out and knows all your mistakes. And remember, I have a lot of students, a lot on social media, a lot on Patreon as well. And it's awesome. You guys are all over the world. I get messages from Mexico, the other day from Hungary. And speaking of, is anybody else hungry? Okay, bad joke. Bueno, es un homófono. Hungry and hungry. Hungaria? And hambriento. Yeah, English is weird, I know. And the country, Turquía, is pavo in English. Did you know that one? Turkey? Yeah, I know. But as I always tell you guys, don't shoot the messenger. I didn't do anything. I didn't invent the language. I'm just, you know, I'm the vehicle, if you will. I'm the coach, as they call me. All right. Well, guys, we're going to listen to our Say What soundbite then for the second time. I want you to write down what you hear, and I'd also like to hear any observations that you might have. Okay? So, here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman.
All right, there we go, my amigos. There we go. All right, any other observations over there? Jorge's checking in from Mexico. See? I like that. Born to Iron Man, angry. Born to Iron Man. I feel like I'm repeating myself a little bit with you. One word, do we ever take one word answers here on the show? Okay, so angry, why? I'll tell you why, because I don't know what you're talking about. You got to give me some context. Who's angry? You're angry? That person who's speaking is angry? I don't know, man. You're confusing me, guys. Remember, I'm trying to clear things up for you. Try and clear things up for me, too. There's Giggler. She says, what's cooking, good looking? Morning. Hello. Howdy. As they say down in Texas, where my boss is from. Howdy. Howdy to you. Welcome aboard. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to start our spelling bee. We're going to hear that a few more times. No, not a few. A few es tres. A couple more times. Un par más. In the third and the fourth part of the show. Okay? Quickly, one more comment regarding the Say What soundbite. Trica Maleon says he would step over his own mother just to get one beer. Okay, I heard something like that too, so I think that's a good observation as well. Arts of Uriel says he can't wait to get his beer, so he steps over his mother to get the next can. La próxima lata. Okay, good. Good. J.M. Hermosilla says, one of the guys is drinking a beer and asks for a second one. O pedir en un bar is to order, mejor, right? And to order a second one. Fran Israel says, it sounds... Now, Fran Israel, I told you I know my students' mistakes. Now, me has puesto el like. ¿Y sabes algo? Solo por ponerme el like. Aunque hay, me falta una S. Fran, you put the like in there after 5 times. I told you, put the like in there. Sounds like, seems like. Y esta vez, Fran, lo has hecho. Ha costado, tío. It was tough, but we got you to do it. Lo único que te falta ahora es it. La S de it's va con el sound. So it sounds like, porque it es tercer persona, a cartoon voice. Fran, estamos ahí. We're right there. Almost, buddy. All right. Well, here we go, guys. Our spelling bee. I'm going to race through it. Race es una carrera, so you can imagine what race through means. And let's see if you guys can figure out what these 6 words are and what they have in common. The first time I'm going in fifth gear. The second time I'll go in third. Are you ready? Here we go. The first word is D-O-W space J-O-N-E-S. The second word is N-A-S-D-A-C. No, excuse me. Stop. I misread it. I'm going to read that one again. N-A-S-D-A-Q. I started looking at another letter. Don't do that. Don't read one thing and look at another thing. It's a bad idea. The third one is N-I-K-K-E-I. The next one, W-I-G 20. The next one is I-B-E-X 35. And the last one is B-O-V-E-S-P-A. Okay. Sound like abbreviations, right? A bit to me. Sorry about that second one. This is the lesson. I haven't learned my lesson. I do that too. I'll be talking to my wife and sending someone a WhatsApp, and I'll say what I'm saying to my wife, I'll say in the WhatsApp, and my brain just can't do those two things. It's a miracle that I could, you know, do the live interaction here on the show. And remember, because before I had a technician. You guys sometimes forget that, I think. I had a technician. I'd say, Nacho, give me this. Nacho, let's hear that. And now I'm Nacho. I have to get the sound clips and prepare them and make sure you hear them and all that stuff. So bear with me. Un poco de paciencia, please. Because there's just one of me and I'm doing the whole thing. I'm producing the whole show live, as you guys know, from script to, you know, all the different sound cues. So it's a miracle. It's a miracle we can, you know, we've gotten this far. You can see I don't have much faith in myself. All right, let's take a look over here. Looks like we've got some winners, my amigos. J.M. Hermosilla, Born to Iron Man, Marta, Javi Lopez. Tricameleon is missing one. That's why you get a second chance. So don't worry about that. But now you have to write them again, or you're just going to give us one. Guys, remember, wait till you've got all six of them, just because if not, we get a lot of comments here on the show. And what happens? Then, you know, you, for example, if 30 people participate and they do one post each, then that's okay. But if 30 people participate and they do two posts each, well, then that's 60 posts that I have to find the answer in. And remember what I just said? There's just one of me. Bear with me. Please don't beat me up. No me des una paliza. Let's see. Claudia is applauding. Claudia and Debbie are applauding their classmates. I love it. I love when I see that. There's Cortez as well, doing a great job as always. Como siempre, ahí Cortez, ready to show us why he's one of our awesome students. Okay, so a lot of you got them, but some of you missed a couple. Some of you need another chance, and you're going to get that right now. So here we go, guys. I'll repeat these one more time, and I'm going to slow down a little bit. So I want all of you to participate. Now, I don't care if you're listening via podcast. I don't care if you're listening via the Vaughn Radio app. I don't care if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, raining, sunny, or whatever. Participate. Write these words down. Ready? The first word is D-O-W space J-O-N-E-S. The second word is N-A-S-D-A-Q. The third word is N-I-K-K-E-I. The fourth word is W-I-G-2-0. The fifth word is I-B-E-X-3-5. And the last word is B-O-V-E-S-P-A. Okay? So, what do you guys think? Anybody else figure it out? Now, some of you guys got it. These are all indexes, stock indexes. Stock is acciones, right? The stock market is la bolsa, right? The stock market. And the reason I chose these is because I love stock markets. No, I don't. And I don't really understand too much about this kind of stuff, trading and all that. But I think it's interesting to see how, you know, stocks go up and down and how rumor. I mean, that part I like, but I don't understand too much about it. And you know what? I think that's why I need to do an episode on FYI and learn all about stock markets, because it is fascinating and it does control, you know, the prices of our commodities. I know that word. Me sé los básicos. A commodity, a ver cómo lo decís, doble M, commodity, es producto, mercancía, materia prima. So that's sugar and other things like that that are traded commodities. So it affects, yeah, we should know about markets because it affects the price of our milk, our bread, our cheese, our sugar, right? So I'm not saying we need to be experts, right? See, Born to Iron Man knows his stuff. Sabe de lo que habla, parece, because he says the NASDAQ is doing well, but the other ones are not doing too well. Well, I don't think you need an expert to say that right now many industries, their stock prices, many companies, their stock prices have plummeted. To plummet is to fall hard and fast. They have plummeted. The opposite is to skyrocket. And those that have skyrocketed, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, if you guys know what you're talking about. But I imagine delivery, McDonald's, Amazon, you know, all these things that deliver things. You know, the postal service, I believe, you know, everybody is, I don't know. It's a tough thing. I gotta say, this is a very complex thing. It seems simple, but I know it's very complex. And the reason I chose this is because today in 1929, now 1929, I don't remember that. Obviously, I wasn't alive, but my grandfather told me many stories about it. And he said that, you know, it was tough times for everybody just trying to make ends meet. You gotta fin de mes. It wasn't easy. And, you know, he lived through it. And, you know, we've lived through some global recessions, but I don't think any has been as bad as this one. We'll see what happens, because I like now people say, oh, you know, the markets have plummeted. And, what I'm saying, and I'm not an analyst, but what I'm saying is this is just the beginning, right? Because right now there's a lot of government money going into organizations and industries. I know the CARES Act, for example, being an aviation geek, excuse me, the CARES Act is giving money, grants, subvenciones, to the aviation industry and many industries. But when that money dries up, podéis saber lo que es del contexto. Cuando se seca el pozo, when that money dries up, that's when the shit's gonna hit the fan. And pardon my French, perdona por la palabrota, pero se va a liar la gorda. People still have jobs. People are, you know, and guys, you're looking at an optimist. Right now, you're listening to and looking at an optimist who, man, is not too optimistic about it. And I know nothing about stocks, but it seems like the global economy, has been shaken to the core, para usar una expresión. So yeah, the market crashed today in 1929. They called it Black Tuesday, and it ended the great bull market of the 20s, the roaring 20s, as we called them. And this began the Great Depression, right? And it's interesting. I like to watch videos about this, but sometimes I get lost, or I read articles about how markets are manipulated. And, you know, it's fascinating. It really is an interesting world that I know little about, and I'd like to know more about. All right. So let's, some people say that they're even manipulated. You know, people create this, and then they, you know, they make, because a lot of people during crisis situations, there's a lot of money to be made. Oh, yeah. Some people see it, you know, as a loss, and some people see it as a win. It depends on what side of you are, what your industry is, and depends on the crisis as well. Last time it was real estate, and who knows? You know, now it seems like it's affecting every industry. So, all right, well, let's take a look at these. The first one is the Dow Jones, or as they call it, the Dow Jones Industrial. And I remember hearing about this one since I was a kid. They're like, well, on the Dow Jones Industrial today, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And when we talk about stocks, acciones, they're either up or down. Oh yeah, Apple is up tantos puntos. Blah, blah, blah is down. Bastante lógico, ¿no? And, another word that comes to mind is IPA. IPO, excuse me, IPO. See, I told you I don't know. IPA is India Pale Ale. Estoy pensando en cerveza. You caught me. IPO, initial public offering. So that's your initial stock price when you go public. So when a company goes public means now they are officially traded on the stock market. All right. So the Dow Jones, or simply the Dow, they call it. And it's a market, a stock market index, right? Interesting that the word index, the plural of index is indices. Indices. Se escribe igual, creo, eh? Indices. Te lo juro. You're like, what? Bueno, no queríamos usar la X ahí. So a stock market index that measures, to measure were to gauge, toma palabrón, G-A-U-G-E, gauge, and it gauges the stock performance of 30 large companies listed on stock exchanges in the United States, the Dow Jones or the Dow, as they call it. The next one is the NASDAQ, or as they used to call it, the NASDAQ Composite, right? The NASDAQ Composite, I believe it was called back in the day. And this is located at One Liberty Plaza in New York City in Lower Manhattan. This is in right in the heart of the financial district, obviously. And it is ranked second on the list of stock exchanges by market capitalization. So number one is the New York Stock Exchange, the NYSE, which is, let's see, it's number in 2019. This is a 2019 list. And NASDAQ is second. The third one is JPX, which is the Japan Exchange Group. Fourth place, en cuarto sitio, mercado, índice is the LSE, the London Stock Exchange. And in fifth place, you've got Shanghai, the Shanghai Stock Exchange. So New York is number one, the NYSE. But the one we're looking at now is the NASDAQ. And that's another one, as I said, I've heard my whole life. When you watch the news and you're a kid, well, you just learn new stuff. And even if you don't know what it is, I've heard the NASDAQ Composite. And, you know, what can we say about this? It's ranked second, and it's owned by a company, NASDAQ Inc. And, you know, their market cap. Now, market cap is market capitalization. The market value of this publicly traded company, outstanding shares. Are you ready for this? The NASDAQ, the company, they are $17.2 trillion. Trillion. I don't even know how to write that number. Okay, guys, just to give you an idea. All right, the next one is the Nikkei. The Nikkei is, I remember here, again, maybe because my dad would listen to the Financial Times and you know, my dad has stocks. My dad dabbles. To dabble is jugar un poco, right? So the Nikkei 225, a lot of them have a number as well, but it's called the Nikkei or the Nikkei Index. And this is a stock market index for the Tokyo Stock Exchange. And what could we say? It measures the performance of 225 large publicly owned companies in Japan. So that's where that 225. See, you learn something new every day. ¿Qué significa el número que va después? Well, the number after it is how many companies are in its portfolio. Aha! I didn't know that. Now I do. Okay. This is why curiosity has to always be activated. The next one is the WIG 20. WIG 20. Yeah. La peluca 20. Yeah, they sell wigs. No, I'm joking. The WIG 20, which stands for the WIG Warszawski Index Giełdowy. Now, that's my Polish, but that's not, I'll translate it in English. That would be the Warsaw Stock Exchange. You say Varsovia, if I'm not mistaken, in Spanish. We say Warsaw, like guerra, Sierra de Guerra. Warsaw. And if you think about it, Warsaw saw a lot of war. Oh my God. Has anybody ever thought of that pun before? Warsaw saw a lot of battles, saw a lot of war during the Second World War. Oh my God. We're playing with words like we always do here on the show. So the WIG 20, it's called the WIG 20. And, let me guess, that's the top 20 publicly traded companies. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that 20 now, if I'm not mistaken, means 20 companies that are traded on that index. And the next one, the IBEX 35. I was going to say 25. Te quito 10 empresas ahí. And also known as La Bolsa de Madrid, the stock market of Madrid. And it's a beautiful place. I've been to the one in New York, the New York Stock Exchange, the number one. Lo que se llama donde hacen todos los tratos is the trading floor. the trading floor. And it's gorgeous, but I think the one in Madrid is even more beautiful. And I have a cousin who actually works there at the Madrid Stock Exchange, La Bolsa de Madrid. And yeah, that is the obviously 35 most liquid Spanish stocks that are traded in that index. Okay. And the last one is the, well, I gave you the long name. It's the Bovespa. And this is one where they trade Vespas, motor scooters, mopeds. No, I'm joking. Bovespa, which is also called B3. B3 is the Brazil Stock Exchange. The Brazil Stock Exchange down in Brazil. So as many of you, I'm seeing from the comments, many of you were familiar with some of these and weren't familiar with others. And guess what? Me too. So we all learned something here in that spelling bee today. And there's so much more to learn. In fact, if you guys want to learn more about numbers, and it's a very important thing to know about, you have my book, English Everywhere, which I just happen to have a copy here handy. And the 40th chapter, chapter 40, it gives you all kinds of tips and ways to write and deal with percentages, numbers, and all that stuff, which, as I said, is very important to master, dominar. All right, well, guys, we've got to go to our second commercial break. I can't believe how fast time is flying by on the show. You know what they say, time is money. Yeah, vosotros decís el tiempo es oro, nosotros decimos es dinero. Guys, we'll go into a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 911-333-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
¿Has oído lo de Vaughan Play?
¿Has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Yo te lo cuento. Vaughan ha preparado un servicio de vídeo 100% original, 100% nuevo para aprender inglés a tu ritmo. Entra en bauganplay.tv y descubre todos los cursos que te proponemos para mejorar tu inglés. Y hay más. Con el código BAUGANGRATIS te regalamos una semana para probar todas las funcionalidades de tu nuevo servicio de cursos online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, bauganplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código BAUGANGRATIS. Entra ya en BAUGANPLAY.tv.